You're listening to SBS News. 6 million Australians become eligible to receive a COVID-19 vaccination from next Monday under Phase 1B of the rollout. It covers Australians 70 or over, Indigenous Australians 55 or over, and younger Australians with underlying medical conditions. But many in these groups have struggled to make an appointment, despite being encouraged to do so with the launch of the federal government's COVID-19 vaccine booking website. Users reported receiving error messages, and there were other challenges for those who tried phoning to make an appointment.
Thank you for calling Medical One Support Office. If your call relates to the COVID-19 vaccination, please be advised Medical One has not received any delivery of the vaccination and are currently unable to take appointments. Please refer to the Medical One website, medicalone.com.au, as appointments will be made available online once we receive the COVID-19 vaccination.
The practice manager at the Carnegie Central Medical Clinic in Melbourne, Samantha Allen, says her staff have been inundated with phone calls.
Patients are calling today to book. We have experienced one difficulty today in that the online booking platforms aren't working. So when patients are going online to the government website and they're doing the eligibility checker and saying book now, it's actually asking them to make phone appointments with all clinics. So that's put a big challenge and we're actually having to make the bookings manually through our reception area.
SBS News contacted 7 clinics in Melbourne that are listed on the website. 5 of the 7 said they were unable to make appointments because they'd heard nothing from the government and had not yet received the vaccines. The other 2 clinics offered appointments on the 25th and 27th of March, respectively. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt took several questions about the problems people were reporting.
On the eligibility checker, some of the clinics that were listed on that weren't aware they were listed and don't actually have vaccines yet. Other clinics have only had their phone numbers listed while they actually have web booking facilities. Why is that, and has this website been rushed?
No. We always said that it would be out this week. All practices that are listed today have actually made, not only been approved, but they have made orders themselves. So the only practices that are being listed today are those that have submitted and had confirmed their orders. Every single practice, if there is in some way, shape... the vaccines were not being distributed until today and tomorrow. So that's a different question. But every practice that has been listed has applied, been approved and submitted an order themselves.
In question time, Labor's health spokesman Mark Butler pressed Scott Morrison with this question.
Prime Minister's long-awaited announcement to launch the booking system for COVID vaccinations was executed with precision in every newspaper and media outlet this morning. But there are already widespread reports of the system failing. If the government can get the media strategy right, why can't it get the vaccine delivery right?
The Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, I'll ask the Minister for Health to make further comments. As I said in this place yesterday, Mr. Speaker, that characterisation of that question in that way has only one purpose, and that is to seek to undermine the vaccination programme in this country.
The issues put members on my left
by the Shadow Minister are false, Mr. Speaker. They're disingenuous.
Health Department Secretary Brendan Murphy says people need to be patient.
While some GP clinics are coming online next week, they won't be releasing appointments till they're sure of their vaccine deliveries, which are coming in the next day or two, and they will progressively release appointments. So please don't badger your GPs. Be patient. Take your time. Everyone in 1B will get vaccinated in coming weeks, but it'll take a while for this to scale up. So we're just asking people, by all means, go into the website, look at that eligibility checker, see what clinics are available now, and if yours isn't available now, it may well come on later on. But take time. We're not in a hurry.
There was a similar message from the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners. Dr. Abhi Verma says the logistics will be challenging given the scale of what's being undertaken.
There are so many logistical challenges in delivering this vaccination. I think it's difficult because it is a moving feast. What we do know is that when the CSL local production ramps up, we anticipate that there will be significant more volumes of vaccinations made available. And with general practice also, more general practices being onboarded and being able to deliver the vaccination in a safe and effective environment, we anticipate that the ability to scale up should be considerable.
Labor's Mark Butler says what's occurred isn't good enough.
This is a system that should have been in place well before the commencement, particularly of Phase 1B of the vaccine rollout strategy. But already we are seeing widespread confusion and widespread frustration on the part of GPs and patients right across the country.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyett, SBS News.